Good morning, Wisconsin. So let's pour that coffee and talk to some experts about what's going on in Milwaukee, Madison, Washington, and beyond. Broadcasting live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at The Avenue in beautiful downtown Milwaukee. It's the Political Power Hour on WTMJ. Here's your host, Steve Scafidi.
Should we talk about the government?
And good morning. Welcome, Political Power Hour. As the big voice guy said, I am Steve Scafidi. And James Wigderson, who is a great political writer, formerly of Right Wisconsin, now great newsletter called Life Under Construction. James Wigderson joining us, as he does every other week. Hi, James.
Hi, Steve.
Always great to talk politics with you. So this weekend, our Republican friends got together. Was it Appleton? Is that where they were at?
Yeah, I believe so. They were up in the Fox Valley.
And I don't
area of the state.
Yeah, I don't pay close attention to what they say. I as you were talking before we came out, we are going to talk about some of the highlights and Ron Johnson, our senior senator from Wisconsin. I want to start with that because he is certainly somebody. I know this because I used to talk to him all the time and sort of had a falling out over some comments that were made, but. He is somebody that has taken on an interesting role as the senior senator from Wisconsin, but one of the things that he made headlines about this weekend, and probably not the first time he said that, is like a lot of Republicans, James, the question is basically, would you support the results in 2024 if Donald Trump loses, or variations on the theme? Ron Johnson, when asked, is certainly taking the party line, which basically is saying, can't commit to supporting the election. You have to see how it's conducted and is it fairly done and all of that. What do you make of those comments?
He even went on to say that if they didn't like how the elections were conducted, that he would have to do some investigations after the elections were over. So he's already promising to wield the hammer of the Senate if he doesn't get the election results he doesn't like. Ron Johnson is giving the Republican Party a bad name when it comes to election integrity. There's a lot of Republicans that are pushing the idea that we need some reforms, that we need to do more to protect election integrity in Wisconsin. I think they're full of it, personally. But Ron Johnson, is when he makes these types of remarks that he says that he's not going to accept the election results if he doesn't feel comfortable with them, it just goes to show how insincere the Republican Party is on that topic.
When you think about all the things we've gone through since 2020, and the pandemic was certainly part of that story, and it created some of the question marks related to the processing and the administration of the last election, do you think we're in a better place as we get ready to conduct a 2024 presidential election and the Senate race in Wisconsin here? Or are we in a worse place?
I think we're in a worse place because you have a party now that's committed to the idea that the election can be stolen and will be stolen. At the convention, for example, they passed a resolution demanding that Megan Wolf, the executive director of the Wisconsin Election Commission, that she get impeached. And, this is not a mainstream position, but it's one that's now the official position of the Republican Party of Wisconsin. It was passed overwhelmingly. When a resolution like that passes, you have to question what has happened to the Republican Party. You have a major party in this state that is now committed to the idea that elections are being run unfairly, that we are basically a third world country. And a lot of Republican leaders, like Ron Johnson, are responsible for that attitude. And it's just completely irresponsible, and they should be run out of office for trying to undermine the confidence that we have in our own elections. Our elections are more sound today than they have ever been, even in my own lifetime. We now have voter ID. We have the protections that we've been asking for, and yet the Republicans are convinced that if they have little machines that tabulate the votes, that suddenly they're going to get manipulated by Martians from outer space and we're going to have the election stolen.
Let me ask you this before we get to break. What will it take to restore this this faith in a real sense from Republicans that say, yeah, these elections are done the right way. We are confident these are the results. What will it take in November to make that happen?
It's going to take more I don't think by November it's going to happen, but it's going to take more responsible Republican leaders to step up and to say that the elections are being run fairly and that we've done the reforms that we need to do. In fact, we've gone too far as far as making it difficult to vote in this state. And we should really look at ways of making it easier to vote. The mantra used to be under Scott Walker, easy to vote, not easy to cheat. Well, we've made it not easy to vote by insisting on taking away the drop boxes and preventing people from even dropping off absentee ballots for their own family members. Until we get responsible Republicans leading that party, you're going to have a constituency out there, an entire political party that is just not going to believe that the elections are being run fairly.
James Wagnerson, political writer, joining us on the Political Power Hour after the break. What's in a gotcha question? And why does it bother Senate candidate Eric Hovde so much? More with James Wagnerson after this on WTMJ. James Wagnerson joining us on the program on this Tuesday morning. James, Eric Hovde, candidate for Senate, running against Tammy Baldwin. Tammy Baldwin's won some pretty big races over the last 12 years. She's running against a sort of outsider, hasn't held political office before, billionaire apparently, or at least millionaire. He seems to be bothered by some questions. He calls them gotcha questions. What's that about?
Well, he's still going back to the fact that he made this remark about senior citizens. So if you're in a senior living facility, you probably only have months to live and shouldn't be worrying about voting as it is. And this was part of the whole theory about what happened in Racine, that supposedly the people running the nursing homes in Racine were forcing senior citizens to fill out ballots or something like that. Never did quite get what their theory was on that,
but or how that actually happened,
right? Or how that actually happened, but he's bought into it. He's appealing to the worst parts of the Republican Party with this nonsense. But he's complaining that he's been called out on this, and that he's being asked that these gotcha questions. And the funny part is, this all started in an interview with Guy Benson. Now, Guy Benson is a conservative talk show host.
Mm-hmm.
And Guy Benson is not going to ask Eric Hovde gotcha questions. The mistake that Guy Benson made was he just let Eric Hovde talk a little bit too long, and that's how Eric Hovde got into trouble. And that's the way it's been for most of this race. If Eric Hovde has gotten into trouble, it isn't because of some hostile interview. It's because he's been on somebody's show, and they're being friendly, and they're letting him ramble on, and he says things that, quite frankly, make voters uncomfortable. The latest, Haaretz, Jewish newspaper out of Israel, is calling him out on possibly anti-Semitic remarks. Well, when you look into it, some of the things that he was talking about was this whole idea of the replacement theory, and it makes the Jewish community very nervous when you talk about that, because there's often an anti-Semitic story behind that. And where was he talking about that? He was on a conservative talk show. He wasn't on some program where he was being asked hostile questions. He was in a friendly environment. He just let himself go. And he says things that make people go, ooh.
Do you attribute that to the fact that he's never really run a race like this before, to this sense where he's actually, if you believe the polls, a contender in this race?
I find it hard to believe, because he ran for U.S. Senate once before.
He did.
And it was not a marshmallow race. He ran against Tommy Thompson, and he came a close second behind Tommy. And also in that race was Mark Newman, and Mark Newman was certainly throwing punches in that race at anybody and everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So for Eric Hovde to now complain about how rough and tumble this race is just silly. And what makes it even more silly is we saw at the Republican State Convention, Eric Hovde is having the way cleared for him by the Republican Party. There are a bunch of minor U.S. Senate candidates that all wanted to speak at the state convention that are running for the on the Republican ticket. Or running for the Republican nomination, I should say, and they weren't allowed to speak. The only person allowed to speak that was running for U.S. Senate was Eric Hovde. Eric Hovde doesn't have Sheriff Clark running against him. He doesn't have Mark Newman running against him. We can run down a list of a whole bunch of Republicans that could be running against him and making his life difficult. But instead, the Republican National Senatorial Committee and the Republican Party of Wisconsin have cleared the way for Eric Hovde and for him to complain about how mean everybody is being to him. It's just silly.
How close do you think this race is with Tammy Baldwin when we get to that point? Polls are suggesting anywhere from, you know, a couple percentage points to 6 percentage points. Tammy Baldwin really hasn't had a close race in her her two runs previously. Where do you see the race?
I think Baldwin is ahead. I think that's a legitimate stat. I think that when you're talking about it, it's probably around six percentage points. But however, that race is going to get a lot closer. I expect Eric Hovde to be a much better candidate down the road. I think he'll run a much more effective campaign. When he is on message, he is solid. He is trying to tie Baldwin to Joe Biden. And it's going to be a very close race at the end, I think. It'll be a lot closer race than it was the last time for Baldwin.
Do you think as Trump goes, if Trump wins Wisconsin, Hovde wins?
I think it could be the opposite effect.
Oh.
If Hovde wins, he could drag Donald Trump across the finish line
okay.
in Wisconsin, just like Ron Johnson did back in 2016.
Interesting. One of the other things that came out of the convention was who wasn't there. Speaker Robin Voss is, I've called him one of the most powerful politicians, conservative politicians in the state. Somebody who's had a very active role at previous conventions. They said it was a scheduling. Schimming said it was, Brian Schimming, the head of the GOP in the state, said it was a scheduling conflict. You buy that?
Sure. He's probably getting his hair done. He had a manicure appointment. he was having his ears waxed. I could imagine 100 activities much more pleasant than going to the Republican State Convention. I think that Robin knows that his audience is not there. His audience is in his district and his other audience is in the state assembly. And as we saw at times at the state convention, the crowd could be a little rowdy, I don't think they would appreciate him being there. He's probably only a little more welcome there than Paul Ryan or
yes.
even Scott Walker at this point.
Or maybe you or I. Probably about the same. James Wigerson, how do folks find your great writing on politics and life?
They can find me at jameswigerson.com. They can just click on the link there that says become a member, and it'll let you have the information you need to subscribe to my newsletter that comes out every Monday and Thursday. I'm also on TikTok every Tuesday evening around 6 p.m. So you want to catch that. I'm on for about a half hour with a quick burst of information. But like I said, jameswigerson.com is the best way to find me.
And I've actually sent James a couple notes. Some of your most recent editions have been absolutely brilliant. So keep it up. Great writing, great commentary. My friend James Wigerson, his great work, Life Under Construction. We'll talk to you in a couple weeks, James.
Thanks, Steve. Have a great day.
You're listening to Political Power Hour on WTMJ.